and it's Tuesday, the 1st of September, transfer deadline day. Only one man to get on that is Mr. Transfer Deadline himself, Jim White. Jim, morning, how are you feeling?
Well, I mean, Des, it comes around so quickly, and here we are again, and I always say it's going to be bigger than the last, and this certainly will be. This has exploded into action today, and I am ready. I am ready. I am resplendent in my yellow pyjamas, which I will change out of very soon.
Oh, please just wear them on the telly, Jim. Please.
Jenny, I am tempted just to walk straight onto set at 4 o'clock today wearing them.
But, you could put a tie over the top. It'd be fine.
Exactly. Des, I have a tie for you. The one I'm wearing today, I'm going to assign to you and send to everyone at Capital Breakfast.
Jim, thank you so much. You're a legend.
The very one.
So that's going immediately on eBay tomorrow morning. Not at all.
But
listen,
Des, I can exclusively reveal, I spoke last night to Celtic's Peter Lowell, and as far as I gather, Virgil van Dijk was down in London last night having a medical, and I expect van Dijk to join Southampton sometime this morning, maybe about 11.5 million.
Wow. That's because there's been rumours about that one. It's rumbled on, Jim, and you think it's definitely happening then.
Well, incredible.
Listen, we will be watching you from 4 o'clock today, resplendent in the yellow tie with all the excitement as always. And we thought, while we had you on, we'd play a little game with you called Transfer Headline Day.
Okay, Jim, how this works. I have three headlines. A couple of them are from today's papers, and one of them is made up entirely, and you have to tell me which is the made-up one. Going to run through them quick.
No problem. I have to tell you, I did work in a weekly newspaper in Scotland many, many years ago, and the sub-editor did okay the headline, Man Found Dead in Cemetery. Well, he would be, wouldn't he?
Oh, that's amazing.
Brilliant.
Right, anyway. Here we go. So the three headlines are, number one, Jeremy Barkson. Number two, intelligent robot tells interviewer, I'll keep you safe in my people zoo.
Oh, wow.
And number three, young boy actually teaches grandmother to suck eggs.
Oh,
I love it. Obviously, the odd one out, the one is false, is the one in the middle, Jenny.
It's not. That was a real thing today. The sucking eggs one was the one that we made up, and I don't know why.
Well, listen.
I love it.
Robots might be taking over the world, but they're not taking Jim's job. We will watch you on Sky Sports News for all the latest from 4 o'clock. Jim, thanks for coming on Capital Breakfast, mate.
There's Jenny. It's a great pleasure. The show goes from strength to strength. I was in Scotland a short time ago, and I was listening to you guys. You're the best.
Oh, thank you, mate. Likewise. Jim White, ladies and gentlemen.
No problem.
Let's hear it from Jim White.